It's been 23 years since the first Victory of Light Expo, and today it's a two-day event held each April and November at the Sharonville Convention Center. On November 22nd and 23rd, the largest Victory of Light Expo ever will feature 85 seminars and more than 100 vendors, plus psychics and holistic health practitioners. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Victor Peruta, the founder of Victory of Light Expo, and still running the show after all these years. Welcome, Victor.
Good to be with you, Robin.
Now, this is the 40th Expo.
I've lost count, but yeah, we've been doing the expos for 23 years, and the expos continue to grow, and this expo will be our largest ever.
And I find that fascinating. You've got to have seen an amazing change over a 23-year period about these metaphysical subjects and holistic health as well.
Oh, sure. Well, there are a few things that are working in our favor as far as a growth and expansion of the Victory of Light Expo. First of all, after that many years, it is a Cincinnati tradition. People know about it. So all this work that we've been doing to spread the word about Victory of Light is working. And so now when I mention it, almost always somebody has either been to the show in previous years or they've heard of it or somebody has told them about it. And this is really the area's best opportunity to learn about metaphysics and alternative spirituality, including holistic healing, the paranormal, psychic development, soul healing. So it touches people on a deep level and it addresses the needs that people have that they may not know where to go to nurture those needs. We have a lot of soul healing seminars this time.
What is that exactly? Could you give an example?
Sure. We've got Charmaine Redwood. She's from Hawaii, and she's doing a seminar on the Hawaiian forgiveness ceremony. So we all have people and experiences that we've had in our lives that have injured us. And through the ceremony, the Hawaiian ceremony that she'll be performing and leading people through, you can rid your heart and soul of these resentments and hurts. And that's soul healing. It clears the soul. So I think that that's a very exciting seminar. We've also got a seminar on dealing with loss. You know, we've all experienced loss. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be the death of a beloved pet. How do you deal with it? How do you go through that? How do you get the wisdom, the nectar out of that experience that it's to provide? Because every time we lose someone, it's an opportunity to deepen our appreciation of life and to really keep in mind that our lives here are temporary and eventually all things end and move on into the next world. So one of the big things about Victory of Light also that is also very soul healing is the mediumship seminars. It's an opportunity for audience members or attendees to connect with loved ones on the other side. And it's a very, very real thing. I'm a psychic medium. I do this kind of work every week. And the healing that people can experience through a connection with a loved one can be so profound. It's beyond words. It's priceless, you know? And for all the seminars that you get, we now have 85. You can attend quite a few of those, and they're all free. Free with the admission price into the show. So it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to have fun, to enjoy face painting, musical entertainment, and dance. Lots of shopping. The holidays are coming up. You can do some of your Christmas shopping here. And it's a great networking event where you can meet people of like mind and have interesting conversations, not just at the seminars, but with some of the people you meet while you're walking around the show. So it's an amazing event. It really is.
Now, there's been so much research and more, I think, lately about the benefits, the health benefits of meditation and being quiet. You've certainly got that arena covered with so many different holistic health there. But what I've also been interested in is this new awareness about labyrinths. There's a gal that a lot of people know in town.
Sally Hilvers.
She's sort of Miss Cincinnati Labyrinth.
Sally's an amazing presenter and just an amazing woman. And there are dozens of labyrinths throughout the city. Now, what is a labyrinth? It's a maze that you walk into in a meditative and sacred manner. And by just following the path of the labyrinth, you find your way into the very center of the labyrinth. It's a contemplative exercise. Sally will be bringing a portable labyrinth to the Victory of Light Expo. It'll be there all weekend, and you'll be able to try that exercise yourself. It's an exercise that moves you into a slower, more contemplative and aware state of awareness, state of consciousness. And as you walk the labyrinth, you develop insights into the things that might be up on your life issues at that time. So it's a great opportunity to actually do it. And that's a big part of Victory Light. You get to experience these things. And Sally passes out a handout where she gives everyone who attends her talk a paper copy where there's a labyrinth printed on the paper and you could walk it with your finger. So you can do this at home. You can don't have to leave the house. You could do it in the office. You need just a couple minutes just to refresh your mind, almost kind of do a reboot. And it brings you into a higher, a fullness of your powers to be effective
and to de-stress.
In your work. De-stress, absolutely.
I do want to mention that a couple of your unique presenters you're expecting a tremendous crowd for is Dr. Mel Madrona, who is originally from Cincinnati. He has done an extensive amount of research about Native American healings and how to apply that with modern scientific principles. He will be presenting two different seminars. And I also wanted you to go ahead and mention, besides Wanda Kay and Bobby Mackey's Haunted Nightclub.
So, of course, Bobby Mackey's is notorious. It's been on Ghost Hunters, I think, more than once. So she's presenting a multimedia presentation of Bobby Mackey. She's got photographs that have not been published before, and people attending her talk will be able to see some of the weird nooks and crannies inside Bobby Mackey's nightclub, which is in Wilder, Kentucky, and hear about the history and some of her personal paranormal experiences there. And that paranormal show, Ghost Hunters, also featured Bishop James Long. He's a Catholic priest and an exorcist from Louisville, Kentucky. Again, we've got that regional interest. This will be the first time we've ever had an exorcist at the Victory of Light. So it's something new and exciting. So this is an opportunity to go into something relatively rare and exotic. Mm-hmm. And Bishop Long will be at the expo. He'll have a table there all weekend, and he'll also be presenting a seminar each day on the topic. Again, multimedia. He'll actually show you video clips, photographs of cases that he has worked, and he's done 27 exorcisms.
That were documented. I read that.
Yeah, and he'll be able to tell people the difference between what an exorcism really involves and what's depicted in some of the scary movies on TV. They aren't always factual, but you'll get the facts from Bishop Long. So I'm thrilled that he's coming to Victory Light.
It's a very diverse offering that you have with 85 seminars that cover so many different topics.
Yeah.
And then the vendors, as you mentioned, and also it's an opportunity for folks. They want to get a massage, a Reiki treatment, some energy work, a lot of practitioners in a lot of different arenas. And it's great. Like you said, you can explore, you can talk, you can ask questions, and you're with other folks who are doing the same.
And you can get a psychic reading too.
Free parking included with your admission, as well as opportunities for folks to purchase healthy food. And you can buy tickets at the door. I've been speaking with Victor Peruta. He's the founder and still the executive director of the Victory of Light Expo, happening November 22nd and 23rd, always the weekend before Thanksgiving. You can visit our website, wvxu.org, for links to all of the information you need to know. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.